eight people, nine people.
Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shena Mezir Yeshua Falaf. Okay, good morning, everybody. Let me say, see who's here. Max, good morning. Yehuda Shitris, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Jacob, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Harav Katan. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ezra. Good morning, Ilan. Harav Leichtong.
Good morning.
How are you? I don't see you.
I'm right here.
Ah. How are you? How's everything?
Thank God. How about you, Rabbi?
Okay, how's the mishpacha in California?
They're hanging in there.
Yeah?
They're hanging in there.
Okay, good morning, Avram Levitt.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Who's the two rabbanim behind you? That's the...
It's a back.
It's Ramosha Walkin and Rabbi Sarotskin, Rav Zalman Sarotskin.
So who's the big beard is who?
Rav Zalman Sarotskin.
Rav Zalman Sarotskin.
I think it's a
bad one. Avishai, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, how's everybody? Everyone's doing well? Okay. So, there's a shim. Today's Thursday, so we'll split the shiur in two. We'll have the Yuma part, and then the Chumash. And then we'll see, maybe next week we'll start doing in Yom Pesach. Right, Avram?
That's right.
Okay. And, okay. So let's begin today. Okay, so... Okay, so let us now begin with, we've been discussing the Sefer Aguda that says that you can't touch your wife on Yom Kippur, just like Nida. And he said by Nida, we don't see that there's a chumrah to try to leave the lights on, and yet you can't touch, so certainly this as well. And that was the Magen Avraham. Okay. And a good Chodesh to everybody also. Good morning, Natan. Good morning.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning. Good Chodesh. Okay. You know, it says in the Yotzros for Shabbos HaChodesh that Nisan is a Chodesh Yeshuas Makifos, which literally means we're surrounded with Yeshuas. So hopefully we should have a lot of Yeshuas. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away all the, you know, the megafa of the world and bring Yeshuas. Okay. Let's take a look in the... We did the Magen Avraham. Let's take a look at the Taz now. See what page that's on. On page 18. Because we saw in the Magen Avraham yesterday, really the Taz starts on page 16, that the Magen Avraham says, Asa Liga Tambayom. Right? So let's look at the Taz in the bottom, on page 16. Question again, which harchakos apply on Yom Kippur? Says the Taz, Simitovkov Nundal Gabitishabov Zohar Yisudigia. There's in Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Tishabov, where also you're not allowed to cohabit with your wife, it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch also Liga Beishto. Right? Here it's also Liga because we said. That was brought down from the Sefer Aguda. That you can't, right? That was the Sefer Aguda says that, Shalom Ligaba. And the Magen Avraham says even by Yom. And the Taz points out that if you look at Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it doesn't say Asur Ligaba. So the Taz here in Tafresh Tezvav Sifkat Nalef says Simakal from Nagam Tishrav Lozacha Yisar Degir, Rak Yisar Sheina Ima Bemita. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch in Tilchas Tisha B'Av it only discusses that you can't be in the same bed as your wife on Tisha B'Av. But it doesn't speak about touching her. He says he thinks there's a difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, the Taz says. What's the difference? Tisha B'Av, you could touch your wife. In other words, on Tisha B'Av, she's not supposed to wear, you know, nice clothing. So even if he touches her, we're not afraid anything more is going to happen. Mashenkim Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is a yontif, so you dress up, you wear nice begadim. Mashenkim Yom Kippur halachas begadim nikiim. Uviyom Kippur yesh gamkein lachalik. The belayla yesh lasar filu b'nechanegia, and Yom Kippur also at night. It should be also negiya, the tashmish rogel belayla, because if you're going to do a negiya at night, on so what do we say that maybe negiya is mutter on Tisha B'Av in the daytime, and in the daytime she doesn't dress up on Tisha B'Av, and Yom Kippur she dresses up. V'yom Kippur yesh gam kein lachalik the belayla yesh lesser afilu hanegiya. But he says on Yom Kippur, at night you shouldn't touch because that could lead to Tashvish Amita. That's when you usually have Tashvish Amita Malayla. But at night, we don't let them sleep in the same bed in the daytime. But the Gia, we would permit. So he says, so in other words, the Magen Avraham says that they can't touch by Yom, so the Taz disagrees. He says they could touch by Yom. They can't just sleep in the same bed, but they could touch. In other words, he says that they shouldn't sleep in the same bed on Yom Kippur, even in the daytime, because then they'll come to something. So again, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we said that he can touch her. Tisha B'Av lo also but Tisha Chanah Hanegia, he also Yom Halachas Begadim Mizuyim. But Shein came Yom Kippurim, he can't. Yom Kippurim Yesh Gam Lachal Yom Laili Yesh Lasar Fil Hanegia. So. The petition of Ragil Balaila have a Biyom in Yisukim B'Shein of Mitachas. So he says that on Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, rather, you can't touch at night because that could lead to Tashmish. But in the daytime, Ein Isur Ki'im B'Sheda B'Mitachas, V'lo B'Negiyah. Prachi Ish Amos Hayomalov.
Heavy.
1 second. Mashen came b'sheina. Shazain lo v'ema yesh v'zara fil b'yom mitachas. Okay, because of tchila isa negiya shu rafka b'layla. So he wants to say, not like the Magen Avraham, that negiya is only b'layla. Chenu b'aguda. Lel yom kippur osa liga. Mashma v'al b'yom ein tzarek l'zara. Kach ha-kosu v'shulchan aruch isa sheina b'mita shu afil b'yom. So he says that when it comes to negiya, it's only, the Taz says, only negiya. When it comes to touching her, so the Taz says it's only at night. In the daytime, he could touch her on Yom Kippur. The Magen Avraham says you can't even touch her in the day. The Taz says only at night, but Sheina B'mitachas is even by Yom. And on Tisha B'Av, what does he say by Tisha B'Av? He says that Tisha B'Av, also b'shulchan aruch hanegiya, ki be'osu yom alechaz b'gadim yirin. So by Tisha B'Av, negiya is mutter, even b'layla?
Yeah.
Even b'layla. And on Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, and on Yom Kippur, so the Gia is only Osir Balayla, and Mitachas is also even Bayom. And the Magen Avraham says that there's a Nis in the Gia even Bayom on Yom Kippur. But Mitachas, that's what Nida is Osir, obviously, but Mitachas. And the Gia. So the Magen Avraham says even by Yom, and the Taz says the Gia is only Osir Balayla, and the Tisha B'Av it's Mutter Yom Balayla. Yeah, Ezra, do you want to say something?
Yeah, is the Osir Yisru specifically the Osir Negiya, is that only on the man or is that even the Osir on the woman?
On Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur or for Nido, or whenever we say that there's an Issa Negiya, is that it's also for the man to touch the woman, or is it even also also for the woman to touch her husband?
I mean, they're touching each other, so if they're. I mean, in other words, they're both violating the Issa if they're touching each other on when she's a Nida. I mean, it says Harchaka, but the Maisa, they're both, Okay.
Rabbi, B'mita Achas is Osir and Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur according to the Taz?
B'mita Achas would be Osir probably in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Now, yesterday we discussed, do you make a bracha, right, on Hadlakas Snares Yom Kippur, because it's only a minhag, right? To stop the possible Tashmish Amita, so we had a machlokas. The Rosh says to make it, the Mordechai says not to make it. So, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch on page 19? So, in Halacha Beis, it says, Yesh Misha Omisha Bevarchal Hadlokas Ne'er Yom Kippurim. Chayna Minag. That Yesh Mishomer that we make a bracha, v'hachena minig b'dinus eilo. So that you make a bracha. That's our minig. Because everyone agreed to this. Well, we saw in the Rishonim that not everyone. So let's take a look. So we just saw the Shulchan Aruch Tofresh Yud Siv Beis. And now let's look in the Pri Chadash. On page 20. This page and the next page is from the Pri Chadash. The Rosh says, "Tami Shem Shalom Bais." Sas Koshel is a Tamrinim Perak Melukum Shenogu. Ben Shamru LaHadlik Ben Shamru Shalom LaHadlik Shneim Lo Nitzkavnu Vdorechad. Afish Mitasha Shemita. Right. But even when they have a little meimer, why don't we say Malkum Shenogu LaHadlik is Mishum Shalom Bais? Why do we say to stop Tashmish? So he says he likes the Mordechai Svara. The Pri Chadash says Shekosov She'ei Mevarchim Mishum Dutoli B'Minig Shuv Reisim Sefer Bach Shekosov the Iker Gedas Arosh Shekei Mashmi Yerushalmi Tulesa. He said it's a Sofik Brochas Lahokel. Now there's the Rosh Mishum Shalom Bais. But the Gemara doesn't leaves out Shalom Bais by Yom Kippur. But why? What's Pshat in the Pri Chadash? Why isn't there Shalom Bais in Yom Kippur that you shouldn't trip? Why does the Gemara have to even come on to the opinion that says to light is because we want to have an Or Dolok so that he won't be Meshamish. So what did you say? Well, you have the regular rules of Shalom Bayis that you have by Shabbos, that we always light near Shabbos. So he didn't like the fact that, so what's the Pshat that, so he's assuming, maybe you don't assume that there's a Din of Shalom Bayis by Yom Kippur. Why not? I don't know. He says, "Mir dover bar the lishted al hadlaka shekos of arav lo havi nusach habrachas nusach lahadlik." Okay, brachas lahadlik in the Yeshua Yom Kippur. And in the Mishnah Brura here on page 22, it quotes. And Sifkat and Vav, Haydn Vokhan Shinogu Lahadlik Shum, Mamei Lahavalay Piyuva Lahadlik Mishum Sholom Bais. Fayna Minig, the Haydn Shinogu Lahavarach Hashem Kedishon, was the Sovet Sivan Lahadlik Ner Shol Yom Kippur. So look in the Shark Seal here in the bottom. So says the Shark Seal. He says the Gro also holds not to make a bracha on Hadlakas near Yom Kippur. Came the Taliban Hagel Otiklu Rabban Lavarch Alzeh. Came Barbe Rachon Shurisi Kulamatiku Divrei Ramon Ladina. Kamukam Nira Yabadina Sachay Shain Migra Kavua Bavada Yotzitov Lahanik Shalom Lavarch. That's fascinating. That he says that if there's no specific minhag, it's better not to make a bracha. It's better not to make a bracha. But the question is that the Pri Chadash raised is, so why isn't there a din of Shalom Bayis on Yom Kippur? In other words, why is it only Mokum Shenogu? And it only has to do with Tashri Shamita, whether we're going to try to deter Tashri Shemitah through having a light lit, or whether we're going to deter Tashri Shemitah having not the light lit, right? The two Pshatim in the Gemara. But why did you say that we light because of Shalom Bayis?
Maybe there's Emas Hayom Alav.
Ah. And therefore what?
We will be careful for peace. even if it trips.
In other words, you're saying Rav Katan is saying that maybe there's no Shalom Bayis because we're afraid that he's going to trip and get angry. But Rabbi Katan is saying that Yom Kippur is Amos Haliyah. So even if you get, even if you trip, you won't get angry because it's a more serious day. So they weren't masakin. The whole Shalom Bayis doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. I mean, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to have fights on Yom Kippur. But Mr. Rabbi Katan is saying is that on Yom Kippur you have a higher standard of behavior, and therefore they didn't make a takonis hadlakas neiros for that.
Yeah, one had just asked Mechila before Yom Kippur.
Yeah, you just asked Mechila. Now you're going to start having fights, with your family members. Okay, I like your pshat. That's a good pshat. You hear what he said? He said, well, and we're not, in other words, yeah, you can still fall. The problem of falling is once you fall, then you get a big, you know how it is. People get in bad moods and they start having fights. But, you know, the fights all start once you're in a bad mood, right? So in Yom Kippur, we're not afraid, because even if you fall, you realize this is a special day and you have to be on your best behavior, etc. So therefore, that wasn't even Baba Cheshbon in the Gemara. So what the Rosh said, you should still make a bracha with the Shalom Bayis, the Pri Chadash said, who says? But you don't see that in the Gemara. I like what you're saying, Harav Katan.
Thank you.
I think it's a nice pshat. And anyone else has a different shot, I'd be happy to hear it as well.
Maybe Psad is that really you should like because of Shalom Bayis, and that's not, the Gemara doesn't even mention it because it's obvious. But the Malkum Shalom Nagu, they say that the worry that seeing your wife dressed up nicely that will lead to Tashmi Shemitah that overrides Shalom Bayis. And then the Bakum Senagu say no because there'll be a light, then it won't lead to Tashmi Shemitah. So really, everyone agrees
really, the Shalom Bayis is there. The question is, the opinion that says to light, it says that the Chashash of Tashmish overrides the Shalom Bayis, and the other Shita says that no, Fakir, the way to help to make sure that you don't have the Tashmish is by leaving the lights on, so that will confirm that it'll be the same mahalach as the Shalom Bayis, so then it'll be okay.
Right, and that's why
the Rosh is saying to make a bracha. In other words, Ezra's explaining the Rosh, whereas Harav Katan is explaining the Pri Chadash, and Ezra Hagler is defending the Rosh. That avada there's Shalom Bayis, but the question is, maybe this chashash of Tashmish is going to trump the Shalom Bayis, and therefore dafka we should leave things dark. Okay, I like that. I like what you're saying, Rav Ezra Hagler Shlita. Okay, let's look now in the Levushe Srad, page 17. So the Levushe Srad says, Dan, did Shane the Mimita, who, may I go, Mordechai, may I gomorrow, may I go, Mordechai, he's given Tisha B'Av for Yom Kippurim, and this is the Giyah who may I go to, although he's given Rak Yom Kippurim. Which Shayna Mamita is like Rabbi Willard always said when we were learning Hilchas Nida many years ago, that you know some of the Harchakas are mentioned in the Gemara, some of them are not mentioned in the Gemara. So obviously, as Rabbi Willard pointed out, the ones that are mentioned in the Gemara are more chomer. So he says that Shayna Mamita, that's a discussion in the Gemara by Nida. And then the fact you have two beds, that's in the Haggadah of Mordechai. But there is a Negiya. And Yom Kippur is only in the Aguda. And therefore it only says Yom Kippur, doesn't say Tisha B'Av.
Okay. Rabbi?
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that on Yom Kippur you don't eat, and so therefore the candles aren't serving a purpose during the meal to be eating in a more positive atmosphere.
Right.
So that's so true. since there's no eating, you know, so that's another aspect of Shalom Bayis that's, you know, that's also not going to be there.
Right. I mean, it's Mechabe the Shulchan, right? But Lemaisa, it's also Din of Shem B'Yip, you know, Yipo Eitzim Avonim. But, okay, that's true. That's also a valid point that you're making. Also a valid point. So it comes out that the machlokas Magen Avraham Taz about Negiya. Is Negiya only Osir Balayla or is it even Osir Bayom? Let's look here now in the Machzis HaShekel on page 17. So look at the Machzis HaShekel here, on page 17, Tofresh Tezvav, Sifkat Nalef. Taz me, you didn't need the commercial codes of your Rodea, but you should read them, you had a slow feel with Shalom Befana. Asun Leishav Yachad al Safsal Echad im Snade, the Enum Mechubel Akoso. So there's another halach in Hilchas Nida that you can't be on a wobbly bench together. Right? So the... So does that apply to... because he says here... he says, Yesh lin hok ba kol din nida. So what does it mean, kol din nida? So the Machzis HaShekel says that, in other words, not only being in the same bed and not only touching, but even Safsal HaMisnadnet. You shouldn't even be on a wobbly bench together on Yom Kippur. And you can't have, and you have to have to, and he says you have to separate the beds. Because the halacha is by neither, you not only can't sleep in the same bed, but you have to sleep in two separate beds and the beds have to be separated. So he says that applies to Yom Kippur also. In other words, he's saying that all the hachakas apply to Yom Kippur. But all the harchakas that he can't see parts of her body that are covered up, all the harchakas of Nida apply to Yom Kippur. That's how the Machzis HaShekel learned Pshat in the Magen Avraham. And the Taz says not that way. The Taz says they can hold hands during the day, right? On Yom Kippur. So he has a whole different pshat. So fundamental machlokas, Magen Avraham Taz. Bhagavad Gita says all the hachakas apply, and the Taz disagrees. Okay, we have officially finished this packet on this Tashrei Shemitah. So basically, Rav Mosai, believe it or not, we have just made a siyum on all the Hei Inuyim. Right? You remember from the beginning of the year, Achila, Shtia, Chitza, Sicha, Tashrei Shemitah, etc. Okay? So we're going to stop soon. Ruby's here. So one second, Rabotai. Let's wish a mazel tov to Ruby Kovri on the birth of a baby girl. Okay, let me ask you, Ruby. One second. Did you officially name her yet? One second. Shh. Ruby? Did you name her yet?
Yeah, this morning. My brother named her by a minion.
Okay, and the official name is?
Ella Nechama.
Right, so that's a very hush of a name. And I can tell you the Taish that Ella is the feminine of Elio Hanavi. And I was speaking to my friend Rav Mendel Meyer Jacobowitz, and he said that first of all, the month of Nisan is the Geula, Elio Hanavi, and Refuah is the Roshei Tevos, or Sofi Tevos of Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, Hashem the Hey, and Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael is Eliyahu, because Eliyahu is the one who gives refuas, and he says all the malachim don't give refuas, because if they don't give refuas shleima, I think he quoted from the Bnei Yisoschar, because once they give refuas shleima, then they're out of business because they fulfilled their tafkid. But Eliyahu is also a boss of Adam, so he never goes out of business. The other malachim are just malachim, so he could give her a full shleima just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So, okay. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, Ulechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, Ulechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, Ulechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, Ulechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, Ulechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, Ulechol Yisrael. Okay, we're both side. Okay, let me just say Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, Ulechol Yisrael. Okay, we're going to pour. Let me just say hello to those people I haven't seen yet. Harav Sokol, so good, nice to see you. Okay, who else is here? Rav Leichel, we said hello to. Who else came on? Rav Yudin came on. Aaron Yudin, shalom. Nice to see you. Okay, nice to see you. Rav Poppers is here. Okay, Rav Yair is here. Rav Yair Nola Shlita. Okay, everyone else we greeted this morning. Okay, so we're going to take a 2-minute break, and we're going to go turn on again, because we're going to, and then we'll have the chumash here. Okay, so we're going to have a little break and turn back on in a minute. Okay.